I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, more pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 28th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Robert Gasser, 6 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Well, I've taken him more as a cherry bomb. However, this was really nice. 12 whiffs, 36% CSW against the Cubs. He had that 0 walks, 0 Ks game. And then all of a sudden comes back and does this. And what is it about Gasser that's interesting? Well, he is a sweeper as a lefty. And that generally doesn't work against opposite-handed batters, right? Well, it destroys left-handers, and I actually think it's more like the Lodolo and Chris Sale breaker, which actually can be effective against right-handers. It's just kind of a lower arm angle and break to it, kind of just like a curveball, but just a lower angle, right? So it's not your traditional sweeper in this way, which then means that, yeah, you can still have this work against right-handers. You have a four-seamer that's better than your typical one from those guys because he has this really good lower arm angle, goes upstairs with a good extension. It's a solid four-seamer. And then you throw in the fact that he has this cutter and a changeup that's also mixed in. And it all does make sense that Robert Gasser would be a solid pitcher. Do I think that he would be a 6-inning, 0-run, 7K guy? No. But he gets the White Sox next, and I'm very much in for Robert Gasser for that start. Justin Steele was on the other side of it, and he looked like classic Justin Steele. We love that. Chris Bassett against the White Sox did his thing against them, called strikes up the wazoo. We just know that he's a proper Toby and nothing has changed. Cole Irvin is getting opportunities with the Orioles, did well against the White Sox. Sorry, not the White Sox, the Red Sox, because dirty laundry, or pink laundry there with the White Sox and the Red Sox is just making it all weird for me. Okay, he did well, got the win. I think that Irvin is a solid Toby. He gets the Rays next. That should be fine. He has these win chances now. That's cool. I like him more than Albert Suarez because Suarez to me is a little bit more volatile when it comes to his four-seamer. Velocity goes up and down. His secondaries aren't as good. A little bit more strikeout potential there, but I think Cole Irvin is just a little more stable. Joe Ryan against the Royals looked like a proper ace as he threw 95 on his four-seamer and he also hit 96.6. Oh, it's so nice. And he has a good slider now. 15 for 17 strikes underneath it. That's a huge, huge deal. That really makes that four-seamer look even better. Joe Ryan is killing it right now. I put him up to like 11 on the list, 12. He deserves it. Lance Lynn, gold star here against the Reds. I don't care. We move on. Trevor Rogers against the Padres. It was okay. He was able to get his strike rate on the changeup to 82%, but zero whiffs on it. His slider had a sub 50% strike rate. I don't think that Trevor Rogers is here. Speaking of Nick Lodolo, we got him against the Cardinals. We got a fast podcast today because I got to record for the Fireside Chat with Spore. Against the Cardinals, got the win. Nick Lodolo did 5.1 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. That's nice. The curveball was really chaotic. Four-seamer didn't overwhelm. He gets the Cubs next. I think I'm still going to do it. Nick Lodolo's fine. He should be better, more helpful than hurtful moving forward. He's still a little bit of a cherry bomb. Michael King looked a lot more like Michael King here. I had him listed as a cherry bomb just because the results have been there, but I really do see him more as a Holly that is a consistent six-inning guy. This was only 5 and 89 pitches, fair, but his four-seamers went 53% CSW. Changeup had an 8 over 28 whiffs on it, and unfortunately, the sweeper was tugged out of the zone too far. I think that is a pitch that is generally much better than what it has been. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 Ks against the Marlins here. I'm a huge fan of Michael King. I think we're going to really like what we see moving forward. Bryce Miller went against the Astros, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. He pounded the zone with heaters. That generally worked. He had a sweeper that went 8 for 13 CSW. That's cool. Maybe that is something that's real. Maybe not. Splitter had some outs on it. I'm still not quite there on the secondaries being legitimate. And I'm really not seeing like this approach. It's just like, oh man, this guy is like understanding where these pitches are going and it really works well. Still, over time, I think Bryce Miller gets there. I just don't think that he is that dependable arm quite yet. He has had a tough schedule, to be fair. He does get the Angels next. Bryce Miller hopefully is better there. Mitchell Parker. Oh my. I know this is going to be nuts. And we still got to talk about this guy, Spencer Schwellen. Schwellenbach, I should say. I'll get to him in a moment. But Mitchell Parker against Atlanta. Two things. One, should we be lowering our expectations of Atlanta considering Acuna is gone for the season? And of course, we should mention that that Atlanta's offense really hasn't been firing on all cylinders. He went against them yesterday. Mitchell Parker did. Got the win. 6.1 innings, 300 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. So there you go. Beneficial start. Fine. But here's the thing. Mitchell Parker, four-seamers in the zone for strikes is a thing. It's like 91, 92. Extension's good, but I don't really know if we really like it. Curveballs have been this good pitch, but isn't so overwhelming. So then he showed up with a splitter one start, and that was kind of cool, but that's a splitter. And then one start, he had a slider kind of working, but then it disappeared. And I've been dreaming of a Mitchell Parker that has all four pitches working, right? You're just like this four-pitch mix that you interchange them. You don't necessarily lean in heavily into one, but maybe at least one secondary is working and the four-seamer doesn't have to do incredible things. So the four-seamer was a little bit too much in the zone, and that's whatever. Splitters were too much in the zone, whatever. This slider, 8 for 22 sliders were whiffs. That's a 36% swinging strike rate. That's a big deal. Mitchell Parker showing up with a legit slider. Oh, now we're playing with portals, okay? Now we're pod racing, because if that's a real thing, then Mitchell Parker becomes a real thing. And he gets the Guardians next. I don't know if that's going to be that great. And considering that Mitchell Parker is getting swooped up in your league because it was 300 runs and 6.1 innings, and it's the Guardians who are kind of tough, especially in Cleveland where the home runs do fly out. And it's just one start of that slider, then you don't need to get him now. But watch that Guardians game, see if the slider is working, and if it is, oh, let's sign up. Let's go. Mitchell Parker season. As all of a sudden, you got Parker. You got Gore with the Nationals. Like, you're thinking, wait a second. Maybe there are actually some decent Nationals pitchers. Okay. We have other guys to talk about. Nastrini and Valdez and Snell, etc. And, of course, Schwellenbach. I'll talk about him after this break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43926-7V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Nick Mastrini went against the Jays. He actually has a good four-seamer shape, IVB and extension and flatness, all of that. But he just can't command things right now. And yeah, he did go decently around the zone here and there. He had an okay start against the Jays. 5 innings of 300 runs and 7 base runners with 4 walks and 5 Ks. This is an overtime thing. He's a young gun, though. I think Nick Mastrini, over time, does get that command. I saw a start or two that was actually him looking good. There is something there. It just has to be the nerves or just getting locked into place over time. If the White Sox are going to let Mastrini pitch throughout the year, I am kind of excited. I think in Dynasty Leagues, you're going to like Nick Mastrini in 2025. Framber Valdez against the Mariners. 6 innings, 300 runs, 9 base runners. It's a very poor quality start, and it's just like, all right, whatever. You know, like, he threw more sliders. He threw actually 3 of them, and 2 of them went for hits. Both 2 strike counts, both against J.P. Crawford. What the heck? It's so silly. All right, he's just a Hollywood move on. Don't overthink Framber Valdez. He's not going to be a 130 whip, but he's not going to be a 110 whip. Blake Snell against the Phillies, we just haven't seen him do his thing yet. He actually did the Blake Snell blueprint, but just too much. Too many fastballs up and too many breaking balls out of the zone. Yep, this is kind of the same Blake Snell, just a little not fine-tuned. This is the fine line we're talking about. And he allowed the hits as opposed to not allowing the hits, and there you go. Anthony Molina opened for Josh Rogers with 5 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 2 Ks. And Austin Gomber was pushed back with elbow pain, which is unfortunate. He's been on such a good run, and now he's going to get the Dodgers, and that stinks. Alec Marsh against the Twins. 7 innings and 7 strikeouts and just 7 base runners, but 5 earned runs. Unfortunately, it just did not work out for him. 1 out of 45 four-seamer whiffs. Womp womp, because that four-seamer really is the pitch that gets all of his whiffs and generally strikeouts. But here's the thing. Yeah, I think that 5 of 7 strikeouts were on called strikes with fastballs. Oh, man, I hate that. Curveball was 2 of them. 1 was like a terrible check swing down, and that should not have been a whiff. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, Alec Marsh to me is just not really that guy. He did throw 97.2 on one of those fastballs, and it is a little bit harder. I just don't really think it's good shape. I don't think he's that good, and he's super command focused. But maybe there is something more that I'm just not rewarding here with his general command here. Taiwan Walker against the Giants, 6 innings of 5 earned runs, and stop starting Taiwan Walker. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm also talking to the Phillies. Put Spencer Turnbull back, please. Please. Cooper Criswell against the Baltimore Orioles, 4 innings, 600 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. The thing is, he kind of just did what he normally does, and the Orioles just took advantage of it. Fine. But he gets the Tigers next. That is actually a sneaky stream. I'm going to have it in the bottom of a questionable start, if you can believe it. Cooper Criswell is just doing the thing that he normally does. Tigers, Orioles, two different things. Okay, cool. Xavier Curry, do not start Xavier Curry. Okay, great. And then you have Charlie Morton, 18 whiffs for a Gallows pull and 7 Ks and 5.2 innings and 8 earned runs, 12 hits, 2 walks. Here's the funny thing. He allowed, I think, all of his hits except one on a curveball. Yeah, everything else is just so bad. You can't trust Charlie Morton. All right, looking forward to today and tomorrow's games. It's a doubleheader for the Dodgers and Mets. So make sure those guys are in your lineup. That means Gavin Stone and Tylord McGill are starting today. They've been put in the same spot that they were yesterday. Otherwise, everything else is the same. Now, looking forward to tomorrow's games. This is kind of interesting. We're going to talk about one of these guys for a little bit more extended time. Corbin Burns, Shota Imanaga, Paul Skeens, Bailey Ober, Yu Darvish, Jack Flaherty, Luis Gil, Seth Lugo, George Kirby, all auto starts. You don't need me. Ryan Pepiot, Justin Verlander, Christopher Sanchez are all probably starts. And yeah, two interesting ones of Mackenzie Gore at Atlanta, Carter Crawford at Baltimore. Both of those, I'm still going to go with them, even though the matchups aren't great. Gore gets Atlanta, not as good. And then Carter Crawford, who hasn't looked as sharp so far. And honestly, the whole season, he hasn't been like absurdly the, yes, I'm going to dominate. It just kind of has worked out. It's felt that way for me. Still, I'm going to let him go against the Orioles. It is a righty in Baltimore. I think I'm okay with it. Questionable start here. You have Alec Manoah, who knows, against the White Sox. Tyler Anderson, it's a Vargas rule, but it's the Yankees. James Paxton for a win chance against the Mets. Braxton Garrett, who just went 9 innings. That's amazing. It's against the Padres now. I don't really think he's that great. And Frankie Montas is a streaming pick against the Cardinals. And then you have do not start. And honestly, all four of these could be questionable. Joey Estes against the Rays. He does throw enough strikes, and he's not so bad, but it's the athletics, and also, like, I don't really know if the ceiling's that high as he gets the Rays. Spencer Schwellenbach, and I'll save that after I go through everybody here against the Nationals. Logan Allen, I just don't love his stuff that much, and he goes into cores, and eh, whatever, don't care for it. Andrew Heaney, who's not really as good as the Blake Snell blueprint as he was previously. Last two starts have been worse, but maybe he does correct it against the Diamondbacks. I don't want to do it. Kyle Harrison against the Phillies. You should not be rostering Kyle Harrison. Not enough of a ceiling. He's too volatile. Bryce Wilson against the Cubs, Ryan Nelson against the Rangers, Chris Flexen against the Jays in the bottom three here. David Peterson's coming back from the IL, but he gets the Dodgers. It's probably a low pitch count. You have Ty Bloch against the Guardians and no thank you. And then Andre Pallante against the Reds. Spencer Schwellenbach, who the heck is that guy? He's getting called up by Atlanta. He's their number three prospect. He came back from Tommy John last year, pitched briefly in single A, then played A plus ball and double A for only 6 games this year. 36% strikeout rate in 2 games in double A with an 18% swing strike rate. He throws mid 90s on his fastball. Looks like it's a low release. I don't have good data because it's double A, not triple A. And he looks like he has some good breakers. I posted a thread on Twitter about Spencer Schwellenbach. What I'm trying to get at, pick him up. Just pick him up. It's the Nationals. I'm even tempted to say, you know what? Give him a shot. What the heck? Into questionable start tier, right? It's Atlanta. He might get a decent one, but it is opposite Mackenzie Gore, so maybe not. MLB debuts are often worse than usual. Sometimes you get really exciting stuff. And the fact that this guy has done so well in these 6 starts, he's just blown by everybody. Few walks, lots of strikeouts. You might just see a guy who just feels like a king and just going to go for it. And the thing is, he could lock down this position for Atlanta. They've been looking for the reliable number 5 starter for a while with Spencer Strider out. Sometimes it was Bryce Elder. Sometimes it was AJ Smith-Shaver and so on and so forth. And maybe it's Schwellenbach. Who knows? I would take a spec ad here. We've already seen him go up to 1%, 2% in Yahoo rostered. I would just get in and see what happens. That is it for today. We got a quick one, but you guys are in good hands. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43926-7V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.